Yo, what's going on, guys? Coach Vic here. Welcome back to another episode of the FBP podcast. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about tryouts. That's right. Baseball season is just around the corner and tryouts are approaching. So in today's video, I'm going to give you tips in order to crush your tryouts. Let's get into it. Okay, guys, so let's just jump right into it. So tip number one is stay within yourself. I'm sure you've heard this being said many, many times by coaches throughout the years, and it is absolutely true. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of break it down as to what that means. What does staying within yourself mean? Think forward to the day one of your tryouts. At that point in time, your skills are as developed as they're going to be on that day. You are going to have to use whatever it is that you have on that given day. Staying within yourself means trusting your current ability, trusting your current skills. Because if you go out onto the field and you try to do more than what you are capable of doing, say you're not a home run hitter, you're kind of a more of a line drive, kind of a contact type hitter, you're not going to hit the ball over the fence. It doesn't make any sense for you to go out there and try to hit the ball over the fence. So that would be an example of you not staying within yourself. Staying within yourself is understanding who you are at this given moment, wherever your skills are at come day of tryouts. That's what you're going to have to work with. That doesn't mean that you can't crush your tryouts. That doesn't mean that you can't show the coaches that you can play ball. Okay. So that's the first part, staying within yourself, understanding who you are as a player and executing on that. When you're on defense, okay, not trying to turn every play into the greatest play ever. Okay. Coaches want to see routine plays being made consistently. That's it. And again, I'm speaking for myself and probably for a lot of coaches. There's always exceptions out there. We know that in the coaching world. Not all coaches think alike. We want to see guys that make those routine plays that are consistent, that we can, when a ball is hit to that player, we don't have to have, our heart doesn't stop beating for that moment. We want to rest assured that when the ball is hit to them, they are going to make the routine play. Turning a routine ground ball into this web gem of a play is going to be the opposite of staying within yourself. And another example is you're trying to throw the ball as hard as possible when you make a play from shortstop. You're trying to field the ball and then you're trying to make the most unbelievable, the hardest throw of your life. But then what ends up happening is you overthrow it, cut it short, you spike it, or you airmail it. So understanding coaches want to see plays being made. They want to see consistency in the athlete. They want to see a consistent tempo and rhythm, that they are aggressive when necessary and not when unnecessary. Being overly aggressive on routine plays isn't what the coaches want to see. They want to see you in control. If the play is a slower play, they want to see you adjust by maybe speeding up with a slower play, a slower hit ball. Okay, well then obviously I have to speed up and run in. If the ball is hit back to me, they want to see what will stay back and maybe drop step or something. So understanding, being able to read the ball in the situation first and then react versus going after every ball that's being hit to you during a tryout as going at 100% effort level. It just requires executing on the fundamentals. On the hitting standpoint, we want to make sure that we're taking quality repetitions in the cage. Show the coaches that you can consistently repeat a good swing, under control swing. Remember, our effort level is very, very important when we're talking about in games, but especially in tryouts. It's very easy. You're going to be overly amped and try and do too much. You're going to be swinging for the fences. But guess what's going to happen? Because you don't have many repetitions to get warmed up, you just need to think of your one and only round of hitting in BP like it's your warm-up. Take good, consistent swings anywhere from 50 to 80% effort. This is going to keep your mechanics together, make you more repeatable, have good balance, show the coaches that you have an idea of what you're doing in the box. Line drives out the middle, line drives opposite field with a repeatable swing. Process over outcome here, guys. Main point number two is get in control of yourself. The number one thing that I can do for you right now is to give you my free guide. That you can get it in the link in the description. You've heard me refer to many, many times the three-step release routine, and it's for a good reason. It's because, again, it's a very simple in nature of what it is in concept, but to be able to apply this in game situations is absolutely critical. Or not even just game situations, in this case, tryouts, because tryouts are going to elicit maybe even a little bit more adrenaline, a little bit more excitement than even a game. Tryouts are very short and abbreviated in terms of the repetitions that you are getting. So, you know, and of course, you want to go out there and make those reps the best reps ever, but that's not putting yourself in control. So learning the three-step release routine to be able to implement in games, during tryouts, anytime that you feel yourself getting a little bit out of control is absolutely vital to your success. So check out the link in the description below, download the free guide. That'll give you a breakdown of how to do the three-step release routine. And this can be applied in between your repetitions during the tryouts. Whenever you're kind of waiting in line, waiting your turn to do repetition, you can do the three-step release routine, and that's going to get you dialed back in. So go to the link in the description and download the free guide. It's going to be huge for your success at this year's tryouts. So the third main tip is execute the fundamentals, okay? Coaches just want to see fundamentals. They want to see somebody who they can rely on throughout the course of a season. They don't want the one-hit wonder. They don't want you to make a great play every now and again. They need to see you make the routine plays over and over and over again. And here's the irony in that. If you commit yourself just to being fundamentally sound and making the routine plays, that's actually when you are more likely to make the great play. Because when you're staying within yourself and executing fundamentals, when you get a play that requires you to do a little bit more, foundation of fundamentals that you're working from allows you to make that little extra, right? Whether it's a dive or it's a sliding catch or it's a big hit, and all you're trying to do is have a, you know, hit a line drive right center field, and then boom, you hit a ball in the gap or over the guy's head or a homer or something. Executing fundamentals and focusing on that keeps you thinking kind of small and helps you, again, go back to the first tip, is staying within yourself. So focusing on executing the fundamentals over and over and over again, relentless execution of the fundamentals is key. Underneath of the fundamentals are things that we can control. Okay, so we can control our attitude. Believe it or not, yes, I was you before. You probably think, I can't control my attitude. That's how I am. You can control your attitude. Your thoughts and how you're thinking, feeling, acting out on the field is going to be huge. Okay, bring good energy. Be excited to be there no matter what the result is. You can control your hustle. Move quickly. Within context, if you're going after a ball that requires you to run exceptionally hard, or you have to more strategically, cautiously approach, maybe a ball's hit, you know, in the outfield and it's a line drive hit to you, and you can't just run balls out toward that line drive. You got to maybe play it back a little bit, read the hop. Okay. A lot of players will overkill going after the ball. They overrun balls because they're trying to do too much and not staying within themselves, right? Remembering to control what you can is the hustling on off between drills, between stations, wherever you are, just move quickly. You don't need to run, in my opinion, if you're just running off the field, I don't think you need to run it at 110% to run off the field, because it's got to be something that you're going to do all the time. You don't just want to go out to tryouts and act and then like run all out effort for the day or two of the tryouts, and then come season, say you make the team, and now all of a sudden you're lazy and you're walking off the field. That just can't happen. Be consistent with the habits that you have on the field. Remember, more than a jog, less than a sprint, off to and from stations, on and off the field. Communicate with coaches. Be respectful. Talk like a human being. Okay. We're not texting. You can't send emojis when you're out on the field talking with coaches. Be respectful. Talk to them like a human being. Don't kiss ass. Just be you, but be you in a respectful way. So tip number four is to train for the tryouts. But when you are training and preparing for your tryouts, practice bunching your repetitions into 5, 6, 8 repetitions in a row at a relatively quick pace to kind of simulate that little bit of the rushed feeling. tryouts are very, very different than a real game. It's usually one player goes and that's, and then you get all of your repetitions in one. It's important to practice moving a little bit quicker. But the key is to stay within yourself, not try to do too much. Don't move too fast where you are rushing yourself. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know what you think in the comments down below. If you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe, hit the like button, ring the bell. If you're listening to the podcast version, please leave a review and a rating. I would greatly appreciate it. It shows me that you're liking the content and that you want to hear more. Get out there, crush those tryouts.